I've heard plenty about confidence in Chase stepping up and playing center if you need him to. Would he be your backup guard as well, or might you consider, would you consider moving Long if you had to in game and put Chase at center, or has he picked up the guard spots well enough to?
Yeah, we'd probably make a two-man switch if that happened. You know, hopefully it doesn't happen. If Spencer's our starter and he went down, we put or if Chase was, you say if Chase was a starter?
Yeah, no. If Chase, if you needed a guard,
we needed a guard,
right?
Yes, we'd probably make Spencer the guard and Chase the center.
Jay, I hadn't heard your thoughts on the new quarterback. What makes you feel like Alec will be a good fit within this offense and system? As he
you know, I studied Alec a lot. You know, I think Penny had a good career, and then I watched every throw that he had in the East-West Shrine game, and thought he had a good quick arm and accurate arm. So we actually thought about trying to get him here as a free agent, but I didn't really want to go four quarterbacks. You know, I needed that spot for somewhere else, so we just went with three quarterbacks, and he became available. We lost Nate, so we decided to grab him.
What sort of difference can Alshon Jeffrey make in that offense?
Well, Alshon makes a difference in any offense. So he's a big guy that can run the entire route tree, very similar to what I'm talking about with Josh. Josh hasn't done it yet, but, you know, he can go up and get the ball. He can run, and obviously he's very good after the catch. So he's one of the star receivers in this league, and he'll be a big impact for him.
And last year, and I know you don't, you know, if you want to give away what you're going to do with Josh Norman, but he covered him all over the field against Chicago. What was good about that matchup between with Josh against Alshon? That
you what was good about it?
Yeah,
well, it was a very competitive matchup. They both made some plays, you know, for sure. So when you have a great corner like Josh and a great receiver like Alshon, Alshon's going to make his share of plays, and hopefully Josh can make his share of Breland if he's on him or whoever. So we'll just have to compete.
Jay, the last two times you guys have faced the Eagles, Kirk's thrown interceptions, return for touchdowns. What does this team do to cause those type of mistakes?
Well, they harass you. They have a very active front is what they do. Their defensive ends are very strong. They line up in these wide nines, and they get up the field in a hurry. They have two internal players that are excellent, Fletcher Cox and Jernigan, and last year they had a couple other guys that were very good. They have blitzes that are unique and effective. And their defensive backs, they do a good job of playing good man coverage, and they mix it in their zones every now and then. So they're just a harassing. They move their front a lot, make it hard to run against. And then when you do have to get in third and long, they have a good blitz package, and they can get home with four guys. You know, Curry's a heck of a rusher off the edge. Brandon Graham's a good rusher. I talked about Fletcher Cox. They got Long. They can come in the game. They've got the first-round draft pick, Barnett, who's a very good pass rusher. So the key for us is to, like I said, stay multidimensional. One-dimensional, we'll be in trouble.
Jay, obviously, a sense of optimism is what makes the season opener so special, and that's, of course, league-wide. What do you see about the guys, their mindset, the temperature going in, and for you, how hungry are you to get your first one with the Redskins?
Yeah, we're very hungry. You know, I think Wednesdays really doesn't really give you an indication of what they're going to be like on game day. It's more teaching and installing the game plan. Thursdays will be very similar. You know, we're going to do more third down and really focus on that part of the game. And then Fridays we're going to focus on red zone and short yardage and all that stuff. So really this is learning and trying to get our people in the right position. So it's come Saturday, Friday afternoon and Saturday, feel good about the plan and can play fast on Sunday. So I think you'll see Thursday afternoon, Friday, they'll start to rev it up a little bit. They'll be ready.
Hey, Kirk posted a picture of his new quarterback nook inside of the room. Did you have anything to do with getting him his nook?
Don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah. The one here.
Yeah,
I thought you meant his house. But, yeah, he's got it. We got them all set up.
Had he been bugging you for a space like that?
Has he been bugging me about it?
Yeah, to get a space like that, I guess.
Yeah. He wants somewhere to watch film in private. You know, he's a very private person. He makes his own notes. He's a unique individual when it comes to that. Very detailed. So it's a good thing sometimes.
Jay, lots of decisions obviously lead up to this point, whether personnel, depth chart, what have you. Is there any one that as you look back over the last several weeks, it proved to be maybe the most challenging or one that you're kind of most excited to see how it's going to play out once the season starts?
As far as depth chart?
Anything, whatever, yeah, personnel, depth chart.
They're all not easy. They'll take a lot of thought and all the things that we've done in OTAs and training camp, try to weigh in and in the preseason games, and you try to come up with the best solution. you know, free agency. You know, we're excited about the guys we got, especially DJ. I think DJ was an excellent pickup for us. He's a great leader of the defense. Obviously, he's voted captain after just being here. I'm excited to see Jonathan Allen play. You know, we haven't had an interior pass rusher like that or an impact-type player like that in a long time, and I feel good about what he can do. So we're excited about those guys offensively. We'll see what Terrell can do, and I'm excited to see Josh. But as far as our 53-man roster, we feel good where we're at. We feel good about the depth. But that'll be, you know, in flux from time to time throughout the course of the season. But we're trying to get the right match of players and just continue to play hard and get better.